The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, the Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and the Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the Baseline.
Join the Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move. All the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving. Relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NYVWofRome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up DisruptionNetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by The Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at DisruptionNetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
Disruption Networks.
Oh yeah, baby. Rollers, see you like that.
Big ups to John Liebing for that one. What's happening, everybody?
DC Radio time. Live on the team, DisruptionNetwork.net. You can follow along on all Disruption Network social media platforms. And it's wrapped up into a nice podcast of love that you can view and listen to at your discretion at DisruptionNetwork.net. Yeah, buddy, what's happening? Before we get into anything, much love to the sponsors. Much love to Utica Coffee. WakeTheHellUp.com. You can check them out online. Today we're drinking Sumatra, Seth.
Yes, it's delicious.
Isn't it tasty?
And I'm drinking out of this very handsome cup.
Yeah. Oh. We got a bunch of stuff going on over here.
We brought the band dog with us.
Yeah, the band dog is with you. But here we are drinking Utica coffee. All right, yeah. Marley, that's enough.
Come here, Marley.
Wait, checking out some of the neighbors. Beautiful. We got some sketchy neighbors around here, that's for damn sure.
That's okay.
We do got some sketchy neighbors. But anyways, Utica coffee, wake the hell up. Check them out
online, and it is delicious. I like the really Sumatra. Good. Also, their flavored coffees, like their pistachio, blueberry, cannoli.
I had the blueberry one like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, because I'm not a huge flavored coffee guy, and I drink it, I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, so good, so yeah. Good. Yeah, starting off the shows with bobbleheads. Yes, we are. Also, got to give love to Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Stop into their showroom. If you're in the market for a brand new Volkswagen, mention Disruption Network, and you will receive $250 off any vehicle purchase. Simple and easy. You can check out their inventory at NyeVDubOfRome.com. Also, much love to EJA Moving Services and the Saranac Brewery. Old Main in the house with me today. My boys, what's happening, fellas? Good to see you. We got Rick, Seth, Nash, everybody in the house. How you guys doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fresh off. I'm doing great, man. Fresh off your appearance at Taste of Syracuse and Ray Brothers this weekend. You had a jam-packed weekend, huh?
Yeah, that was a fun, long, sweaty weekend.
It did not rain.
It didn't rain.
At all.
Part of the 5 days of summer here in upstate New York.
We had summer, and we got to play three times in 2 days.
Yeah.
It's like, if that's all we get, I'm happy. Like,
shh, quiet.
Yeah, don't jinx it. Don't jinx it. On the fifth day of summer, upstate New York gave to me. But anyways, great time at Taste of Syracuse this weekend. You guys killed it.
Oh, thanks.
And it's, how many times have you been playing? It's like your third year in a row, fourth year in a row playing?
Second year.
That's our second year. Yeah. We've been doing the Bacon Fest a lot.
Oh, yeah. I love the Bacon Fest.
This would be the fourth year we did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What goes along in Bacon Fest? It's just you're walking around eating tons of bacon,
yeah,
drinking beer, right?
It's like, it's just bacon-themed food. And like what? And they have like bands all day and a bunch of food vendors like serving up like bacon in different styles. And
it's like Taste of Syracuse with just bacon.
Just bacon. Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a porno for me.
It's heaven. It's heaven. It's great.
It's like, and like last year when we played, I like, because I didn't eat all day, and I like ran over and I got this giant like mac and cheese bacon concoction before we played, and I'm just like, oh, that's sitting heavy. Like, I don't know if I can jump around right now. Like, got the job done, but
I got one after we played, the same thing. I ate about three bites. I had to give it to Nash. I couldn't do it. It was awesome, but would have killed me.
Always win that way.
Yeah,
bacon will always win.
Yeah, Nash gets all the scraps.
We'll get Nash.
When you guys play Taste of Syracuse, do you venture out to any of the vendors and check out some of the samples and stuff like that?
Beforehand, we do. We'd like to be early to that event because that's just, it's easier on us and everyone. I feel like that's like the polite thing to do too.
Yeah.
And we get, that way we get to see other people play, we get to see the vendors, and we get to eat sometimes. This year we had to take off right after we were done playing, so we didn't get to explore too much. But we have in the past, and it's
It's like, there's just so much good food locally. It's like, how can you not enjoy it?
No, especially at the Taste of Syracuse, too.
Yeah.
And then some of these vendors, they come out of the woodwork with some of their creations.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie's is my favorite. Mm-hmm. Not Charlie's from Utica. There's another Charlie's. Mm-hmm. And he only makes the sandwich twice a year. He makes it during the fair, during the state fair. Yeah. And then he only makes it for Taste of Syracuse. And it is, it's like shaved steak and then just globs of lobster on it. And then they just throw butter all over it.
You have
delicious.
Some here, right?
I wish I did.
I was going to say. Like,
then let's not talk about it.
Yeah. Right.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It's going to be one of those podcasts where we make ourselves hungry, right?
Yeah, I already am.
Yeah.
But he only makes it twice a year for the fair.
Oh,
and
nice.
Charlie's. He also does those bacon-wrapped scallops. And he's right there on the main stage there over there for the Taste of Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. We need to schedule around that next time.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have to go like super early next year just to get that.
8 a.m.
I was bragging, too, about the Syracuse music scene's really fertile right now, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many great bands coming out of Syracuse. And that was really relevant the other night at the Taste of Syracuse.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's like Utica and Syracuse, just in the past couple of years, it just feels like it's been so much more supportive. People are actually starting to come out to shows. And, like, there's, like you said, like, there's just so many great bands just popping up out of nowhere. And some that have kind of been around a little bit longer that are really starting to, you know, get the notoriety that they deserve. And yeah, like, it's great. Like, Charlie out there, he's been like running some venues really great. And
Charlie Orlando?
Yeah,
he's doing well.
And there's just so many like good spots to play now.
Absolutely.
And there could always be more. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's going to be more.
We need more in Utica.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like what I've always said is we what Utica needs is like that, like, kind of like 150 like person venue. Where, like, you know, a medium-sized touring band can come through and you know, have a good night there, and like local bands can pack the place.
Mm-hmm.
But where are we going?
That's
to
an ongoing
it?
Discussion with a lot of musicians in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's either, you know, the Saranac stage, or, you know, like a smaller, like, and it's super fun to play, like, you know, Lukens or Nail and all that stuff, but they're smaller places. So
right.
You can fit, you know, 80 people in there max. So, like, touring bands can't really come through and help cultivate the scene around here. So, we need that venue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It takes balls to open up a venue.
Yes.
It does. It's, yeah. It's a risk. You got to be a gambler.
Yeah.
It's tough. But I'm sure down the road it will be here soon as you know it. You know?
Well, Utica's turning around now, right?
It really is.
We're all seeing it happen.
It really is.
So, hopefully somebody's listening.
Yeah. Sean
with
Corrigan,
some
I'm calling you out.
Venture capital. Whoever you are, give us a call.
We could use it, though. And, you know, on a promoter standpoint, too, there's so many great bands that we want to debut and put out there and display. And there's some good stuff. There really is some good stuff out there. And I love the music scene right now. I mean, just the other night at the Taste, I'm going to bring that up again. Yeah. Like, it was Root Shock and Sophistafunk.
Oh, yeah.
And Black River. Black River, thank you.
So good.
I love that band.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get them on the show for a while.
Mike Powell, he is such a good songwriter. Mm-hmm. I am jealous of Mike Powell.
Oh, stop it, dude. You're right there.
Calm down, Seth.
Like, no, I'll
see, that's
I'll
why
the,
they need me here.
I'll get all, I'll get worked up over he is good. And the whole band is amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And like you said, like Root Shock, they're doing really well right now. And they're you know, playing a lot of really like really good bigger shows and kind of traveling a lot more, and they're doing great.
Yeah. Sophistafunk's
wow.
They're out there blowing it up. They're all over the place. They're a nation.
They're amazing.
Nationwide band now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
National band, but they're killing it. Black River, though, man, that band's got some good stuff. And you're right about Mikey Powell; he's a great songwriter. Yeah. The dude's I don't think he's ever written a bad song.
No.
What about his story? Is pretty crazy. He was like this lacrosse star, on SU and won national championships and played professional lacrosse and decided to drop it all. I think he still has his lacrosse company where he sells sticks and stuff. I'm not sure, but then decided to quit and just play music.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. I did not know that.
we're all the better for it because we're just getting great song after great song out of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you guys play with each other a lot?
Yeah, we've played with them twice now. Once?
Twice.
Twice. Yeah.
Yep. And meeting of the minds here.
Yeah.
Once, twice. What? No, that. Oh, yeah.
They can finish each other's sentences.
Yeah. That's why I need to be here.
Yeah. But it's like...
you're the balance, huh?
Yeah, but like what I like about playing with bands like Black River and stuff is like we're... Our genre is close, but we're not, you know, super close in style. So it's like a good build night where, you know, you're not going to get something too similar, but you're going to like, you know, if you come to see us, you're going to like them. And if you go to see them, you're going to like us type of situation.
Yeah. It's an interesting show.
Yeah.
Always.
Definitely a great crossover.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still, like, bring everybody back up on stage afterwards.
So. They know how to jam, so.
It's coming.
They're good to play with.
Let's jam, man.
Yeah.
Let's get together and jam.
You guys know Fire on the Mountain? Yeah, let's play that. You guys know Wagon Wheel, right?
Oh, God. This is when I mute your mic.
Thank you, Z.
Wagon Wheel, please don't.
It's the Freebird of Americana.
It is nowadays.
Yeah. Ever since Hootie took it over. Oh, man.
It's all Hootie's fault.
It's all Hootie's
fault. It's all his fault.
How was Ray Brothers the other night after you left Taste of Syracuse?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It was, I had a feeling it was going to be a really good show because of the weather. So I was banking on that. And then just all these people kept showing up.
Yeah.
And I think it was the third song in, we had everybody just come right to the lip of the stage, and they stayed there the whole night. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Everybody was really into it.
Yeah. And
including us.
Yeah, and we had a band from Vermont come out and open the show up, Saints and Liars. And they're just, like, really good. Again, it's the whole Americana thing. It's hard to, like, genre-ize different bands, but genre-ize.
Are you going to coin that right now?
Yeah, I'm going to trademark it right now.
Put the TM with the circle.
Yeah. No, but they're like kind of like Freight Train, like bluegrassy Americana, and they did a great job. They're amazing.
They were loving that too. Yeah. All the places to bring a band who doesn't really play in this area, Ray Brothers.
Yeah.
Like they're like, they, you know, gave them some food, they had some beer, had a nice green room, and they're like, is every place like this around here? Like,
yeah.
Getting there.
Yeah, it's getting there.
It's getting there.
Yeah, it's on the upswing. Yeah.
All except all right. that,
I'll
that
tell
that
the
one
truth.
100,
no, they're not.
just that, just that like. One 150-seat venue that we don't have yet. Yeah. Everything else is just exactly. like that.
yeah. Not everyone's going to give you ribs.
Well, the one thing I can say about Colin and Tucker over at Ray Brothers, they're very hospitable.
Oh,
and those
yeah.
guys bend over backwards for their artist,
yeah.
man.
It is amazing.
And it is.
It shows, and it makes bands want to come back.
Yep.
And like you said, it shows because like bands are happy when they're there. And like if the band's in a good mood, they're going to play in a good mood, like put that vibe mm-hmm. out to everybody in the crowd. And it just like radiates through the whole area and everyone is just on board. And it all starts, you know, with the venue being so nice to the band that they're just like, oh, we're here. We're here to bring our A game because the venue's bringing their A game to us. And yeah.
you, food.
Yeah.
Food
yeah.
and
food.
And they have great sound too. They have yeah. They had Alex and Jeremy working sound. So we had nothing to do. We just walked, plug and play. Just yeah. walk up and play. And it
you,
was
yeah. You don't need to worry about it.
It was awesome. Yeah.
And there was food.
And there was food. That's the other side of things. Well, yes. You might be able to eat too much food and get in a food yeah. coma, and then you can't play.
If you feed musicians, you get a good show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the only time we get to eat well.
Yeah, exactly. At Ray Brothers.
Yeah. At any venue. If they have food for us, it's like, okay, this is my good meal for the week. Awesome. Great.
Yep.
I'm a full-time musician. I, you know, a lot of hamburgers for me.
Yeah, pizza.
Pizza,
yeah,
hamburgers.
Pizza.
Don't you put food on your riders? Come on. We got to beefing up this rider, fellas.
Now, when you say riders.
Yeah. Z, you know. Would you please have this conversation, please?
Yeah. It's part of the contract?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's a stipulation in the contract that the venue or the promoter has to provide for the artist.
Oh, mm-hmm. interesting.
Yeah,
interesting.
It's a rider. As a yeah. matter of fact, you want to know what Sugar Ray had on their rider?
I was going to ask you about Sugar Ray. What was on the rider?
They wanted autographed pictures of Burt Reynolds.
Really?
And they got six of them.
Nice.
That's funny.
It's true.
That's original. That's
I want to do true. That with Tom Selleck. I want an autographed picture of Tom Selleck.
At every venue.
Yeah.
And see who's reading these contracts. Because
yeah.
that's why they put it on there,
oh,
just
yeah.
to see if you're reading these
yeah,
contracts.
Exactly.
I used to have that at the EC a lot. You'd be looking like, hey, man, I am not getting you a package of Black Sox. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Can we yeah. cross that off the rider?
Oh, yeah. yeah. And like I read about Red Hot Chili Peppers. Their rider is just completely outrageous. And like there's like $1 million items and stuff on there. And like mm-hmm. you said, they just put it on there just to see if the venue's reading the rider.
You mm-hmm. gotta read those riders.
Yep.
But it was funny. Yeah, Sugar Ray had Burt Reynolds' autograph picture on there.
That's
and
awesome.
Stacy went out and printed off six of them off
that's,
the internet.
That's
and then
so cool.
She went out and bought like dollar store frames and
yeah.
framed them all up and put them in their
that's
dressing
great.
Room. Well,
oh,
their trailer
awesome.
For oh, yeah, hilarious.
Awesome.
It looked like those guys had fun at,
yeah.
at Taste. I saw a few
yeah.
clips, including the one where they were covering Smash Mouth.
Oh, nice.
They're like, who do you think we are? Like, that's not who we are, guys.
But they did like a 90s medley type of thing
yeah.
where they did a bunch of things and then they did I get knocked down but I get up
yeah,
again
yeah.
if you ever,
oh,
ever
yeah.
get me down or whatever.
Yeah.
Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
I love
you.
How they embrace their 90s-ness. Like
they
don't,
should.
They don't hide from it because
right.
like, you know, I could
why
see
would
you? How a lot of bands from that era, you know, it was a very like, you know, specific type of pop rock that was going on. Like Sugar Ray was definitely in that.
Yeah.
But they wear it on their sleeve. They're proud of it. They like kind of take it tongue in cheek.
And they
and
should.
I love that they do it.
Yeah,
and
they lean
should.
Right into it.
It's yeah. funny you mentioned that. They are on a cruise, a one-hit wonder cruise.
Yes, I've heard about
they
that.
And they were bragging about it. They
oh,
were
really?
Talking about it on the microphone. Come visit us on the one-hit wonder cruise.
You got to
like,
own it.
Yeah.
You got to own what you get, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
And I love seeing like all these bands from the 90s that are still like, you know, playing out and playing these like all these great shows. Because we've actually been playing with a lot of bands. Because like... We played with like Rusted Rue, Eve Six, and like
that was a
yeah,
fun
and,
show. Yeah,
yeah, we're just like it's great to see these guys that you know were kind of you know 90s one hit wonders, quote unquote, but they're still going out, putting the grind in. People are coming out to see them and like putting on great shows.
Those were at both yeah. at the Brew York Music Festival, by the way.
Yeah, a little drop yeah. there, yeah, up in Watertown,
which we're going to be at again.
Yeah, we're going to be that again. August. Yeah.
You guys are busy though. Yeah, you feel yeah. like you guys are playing. Are you out every pretty much 4 days a week? What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the summer's pretty packed.
Generally, yeah. We're announcing our summer lineup Wednesday morning.
Yep.
Unless the power goes out.
which it could.
Yeah.
We're in the boonies, so it's like, oh, no internet today.
Is it Wednesday? Oh, yeah, we got power today.
Yep. Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
What, you got to get a new hamster to spin around on the wheel or something?
Like, no,
the dog, Marley.
Yeah, band dogs for
bring some of that free food home to feed the ham. You know,
yeah. It's all a big circle.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, but yeah, Wednesday we're going to be, you know, announcing our whole until September lineup, pretty much all the dates up until the Fairchild Fest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You doing a lot of traveling?
No, as much as we can.
As much, yeah. Keeping it more regional, or are you going outside New York?
Most of this lineup that we're about to announce is closer to home, but we're exploring places that we haven't been before. Like we're going to Seedstock in August.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
We're gonna be opening up for Enter the Haggis.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be fun.
That's Portland. A great double bill right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, talking about like being close but not too close. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a good crossover there.
Because we haven't really been to Cortland.
Yeah.
So it's like it's cool that we have the following that we do in this area, but we played Clinton yesterday.
Yeah.
And there's folks who were like, oh wow, I've never seen you guys before. And it was really neat to have like a first time experience for that. Like there we had a pocket of folks who like loved and sang along to all of our tunes, and then people were just like, I just wanted some wine. What's happening right now?
It's like there's all these people singing along to these songs I don't know. What's up with that?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's still central base, but there are a lot of new venues that we have on the roster coming up.
Yeah. And hopefully this fall we have some shows coming up that are down south, like West Virginia.
We have the one that is 100% confirmed is the Norfolk Folk Fest.
Yep.
Excellent.
In Virginia. And that's gonna be fun.
That's the way to do it. Go down south in the wintertime. Get the hell out of the mess.
That's what we're planning.
The way to do it.
We're building that bridge right now. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, you know, winter is always just like, for most bands, it's pretty slow because, you know, you don't have your outdoor festivals.
Club
and your
season.
Yeah, it's like a lot of indoor bars and like a lot of shows like that. So you're not playing, you know, 5 days a week up here. So you got, you know, your two shows a weekend or whatever it is, your Friday, Saturdays. So we're thinking, you know, late fall into the winter, heading down south where, you know, they might still have a little bit more outdoor things going and their venues kind of embrace music during the winter a bit more because it's not, you know, sleet and 20 degrees down
5 foot of snow.
But then again, there's all the ski places up here that have music. And that's just a huge lifesaver. Like,
and you fall right into all that.
Yeah, and Tim over at Woods Valley, he puts on so much amazing music over the winter. Like Rick is in 90% of the bands up there.
I've got my own locker.
Yeah, and he has bands there 5 days a week over the week over the winter.
And they're all fronted by Rick?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's where we picked him up.
That's a fun story.
Yeah, it is.
Tell it, Rick.
I was playing at Woods Valley with Los Blancos.
Mm-hmm.
Little pitch there for you guys.
Yeah. Love you, Colin.
Colin, I love you.
Mm-hmm. You too, Steve.
Yeah. And the next day, these guys were playing. And I had never played with these guys. And I had planted a seed a couple weeks before and said, well, someday I'd love to come out and sit in with you. So I conspired with Tim, and I left my gear right on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in, and I said, hey, how about if I sit in with you guys? So I basically bullied my way into their gig.
It was premeditated.
100%.
Oh, absolutely.
And then I'll let them finish the story.
And it was funny because, like, we don't play a lot of covers. Like, we play mostly original music. So I'm thinking in my head, like, oh, you know, Rick, I know he's a great piano player, and we play a lot of, like, classic rock covers. So it's just like, oh, yeah, he'll sit in during, you know, the second, like, the first set and, you know, play along with some of our covers. And he turns to me, he's just like, you guys play originals, right? And I'm like, yeah, and he's like, let's play them. Come on, let's do it.
Let's go.
And
just tell me what key you're in and let's go. That's
and these are songs that he's never heard before. And I'm just like, yeah, it's in B flat. And he's like, well, that's a girl's key, but okay.
Sweethearts of the Rodeo. Yeah,
exactly.
Tanya Tucker, you know, all the people. That
but,
or would it be A minor?
Anyways.
Yeah. Well, they do want it. No, never mind.
Yeah, but it's like, and he was just like playing right along. He was playing the songs better than we play them, and he's never heard the songs before, so I was like, yeah, you should be on more shows, Rick.
It was distracting
yeah.
the first few times because, like, you're we've played most of the songs that we play out now. We've played them a couple hundred times.
Yeah.
And Seth and I are just like, whoa, okay. This is this is a little bit more of a level up. Yeah. Okay.
It is a big thing because, you know, when this band started, we started out with just me and Nash. And then we had like the big discussion because we never really played with a drummer that we're like, well, if we want to be like a real, you know, rock band, we should have a drummer. So we brought Mitch along and we found him and it was like a great fit. So we brought him along and then we stole Dusty from another band. And that was like, so we were just like, oh, like we're really getting the sound now. And like, we're like, oh yeah, this is the sound. And then Rick played with us and we're like, oh no, that's the sound.
Here comes this like, keyboard bully walking in.
And it's just like having the banjo in the keyboard, like filling all those spaces that we weren't able to fill before has just been so, like, it's been so great writing new songs because now I can write with that in mind, being like, oh, I know Rick can like do a part here, Dusty can do a part here, and not just like strum the hell out of my guitar and try to fill every space I can, which has been great.
And he keeps us pretty grounded too.
Also,
he's the balance.
I try.
Well, yeah, there's nothing that keeps you down to earth like a bunch of low blows.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Okay, Z, you remember when you were 25 years old?
No.
Okay. These guys aren't like we were at 25, but I'm trying to help them skip a couple steps. You know? And
Don't do
it
what
gets
I
real.
Did.
No, me either. I wasted a lot of time. It gets real.
Yeah.
It gets real. And plus, I waited till the second set on a day I knew they'd be drinking. So. Yep. They thought I was really good. So here you go. Mission accomplished.
Yep. On a day you knew they'd be drinking.
Yeah.
Well, you can't play woods.
Isn't that like a Wednesday or Thursday, right?
And just to blow more smoke up Rick's ass. And like a good thing has been that is like me and Nash have been just playing music pretty much full time right out of high school.
Right.
So we only know what we've been doing for the past, 10 years. And that's it. And, you know, we're in this small town. We don't have, like, a lot of, like, actual real experience on things. And Rick's been good just, like, peppering in, like, a few of, like, oh, you guys have been doing that wrong for a long time. You should really fix that. And we're like, oh, we didn't even realize we were doing that wrong. Thank you. Like, and that's what he's saying. He's just helping us, you know, take these, like,
the
little, yeah, just, you know, taking all these steps that we should have taken 3 years ago. And it's been great. Yeah.
You guys go to high school together?
No.
No. Did you know each other in high school? Or?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Did you guys go to high school?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you can call Remsen a high school. Yeah. It's more where, like, you know, we cattled the kids.
It was a meeting place.
Yeah. Reading.
Meeting.
It was on
meeting.
Oh, meeting place. I was going to say, like, it was a lot of reading going on.
Depends on the season, you know, when it's if it was like where I used to work.
Yeah.
If it's planting time or if it's haying time, there's nobody in school.
Yeah, you're you
know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it was funny, like, to go off on a tangent. In high school, I was talking to a kid that went to Proctor, and I had my, like, my hay cutting knife on me. And he's just like, oh, man, you packing? I'm like, no, it's for hay. Like, it's for splitting bales.
You thought you were going to shank them.
Yeah, like everyone in school that, you know, worked on a farm had their hay knife because they're going right from school to the farm to, like, go bale hay. And I'm like, oh, you're not supposed to have a knife on you? Well, sorry.
Not in Proctor.
Yeah, not in Proctor.
Try that in VVS.
Yeah.
We had like, a really large chapter of the FFA at... well, still have, I'm pretty sure, at VVS. That's where I graduated from. But the music focus that's going on at VVS is really cool, too. Eileen Hubbard is heading the entertainment industry class over there, and there's a really good staff that's focusing on cranking out a whole bunch of kids that are just super enthusiastic about music and theater and stuff like that. So,
Do any of them know fiddle?
Shout out to if you got any fiddle players.
Yeah. Well, I guess you have to wait till they're 21.
Like
so
I said, I know
bars,
a lot of fiddle players, but you guys can't afford them.
No,
that's true.
Yeah. We can barely afford you.
No, you really can.
Do you guys have a nickname for Rick?
Giving you
Pickle?
A cut.
Oh, Pickle?
Just Pickle?
Just Pickle. Right.
So that's been your nickname forever, though.
Yeah. Behind closed doors, you know, asshole and all that.
Are we about to lose our PG rating?
Yeah, there's no PG rating.
Sorry, I forgot.
This is Z's show. You should have heard my daughter. She was like a freaking drunken sailor.
I'm trying to be very reserved. Like, with my swearing. But,
okay.
Yeah.
No, but sorry on that tangent. But in high school, we had a mutual friend, Casey Corgan.
Yes.
And we met at a Christmas party. And what, I was in 11th grade and you were in 10th grade, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I had an indie band going on, and our mutual friend Casey was the drummer in the band. And he was, you know, being that guy at the party playing guitar in
the
corner.
I was actively trying to not be that guy. But everybody was that guy. And I'm like, hey, can I borrow this guitar? I'm going to go downstairs and just try to, like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was being that guy at the party.
He was
with
born
the guitar,
that guy.
You know, playing Wonderwall in the basement. But he wasn't playing Wonderwall. He's playing John Prine. But, you know, I go downstairs and I'm like, you play guitar. You're in my band. Like, there's no question about this. You're in the band. Like, you have a guitar. Like, you're in the band. So he did that.
It was that easy.
Yeah, it was that easy. Was. He was that naive. Yeah. And so was I. And then I went to Herkimer for music, and that band kind of split up. Everyone, you know, they went and got real jobs, like engineers and teachers and such. And Nash didn't graduate yet, and he was still kind of deciding on where he was going to go to school. And I started a band, the Birdseed Bandits, in college. And I'm like, hey, Nash, I just bought an upright bass. You're going to play the upright bass, right? Yeah. He's just like, yeah, I guess so. Sure. Yeah.
You see why I need to be here?
Yeah.
You don't run track anymore.
Yeah. So it's really just been 10 years of me bullying Nash to be in bands. And it's been working.
I'm the
out
only
really
one that's
well
been able to bully them both. So,
exactly.
You know. Just takes experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Many years.
No, it's worked out pretty
my
good,
mental
though
fortitude is just through the roof.
Yeah. No peer pressure at all, right?
Nothing phases me anymore. Yeah.
Hey, Nash, you're going to learn how to play tablas, and
yeah.
And we're going to start a band.
This
yeah
week. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, you're going to play sitar, right? Here yeah you go. I bought one for you.
Yeah.
I've learned to turn that into, like, oh, I'm just a studio musician now. Like, yeah. I can't read charts, but I can just do whatever you tell me to do.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just
sure
bully me. Just bully me. I'll do whatever you say.
How long you been in the band, Rick?
I don't know. What's it been, a year?
A year?
A year and a half. Yeah.
Ish.
And how long's, well, besides the Birdseed Bandits and you guys have been together, how long's the Old Main, how long's that been out as a band, though?
Thing? Almost to the fifth year.
Fifth year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
No, it was fifth year in May. Last year. No, last month. It was 5 years.
One of those.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, Birdseed Bandits broke up in early May, and then we started the Old Main at the end of May.
Yeah, back when it was Copper Fox.
Yeah, Copper Fox.
Copper Fox
yeah was the first name of the band for about 3 days.
I wasn't on board yet.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Nash.
I don't think you
would have
joined
name
a band called Copper Fox.
Yeah. I wouldn't be bullying them. I'd just let them play.
Yeah.
It sounds like a porn band.
It was really ooh funny because it was like I was trying to. It was like a word association. It just kind of like popped up. And then it was a joke mm-hmm for a little bit. And Seth's yeah like, that's really cool. And yeah I'm like, okay.
Well, you know, because at the time we were like talking about having like the regional tie and everything. So like copper, like, you know, Rome is the copper city and
gotcha
all this stuff. And, you know, Fox, why not? Because like if you're an Americana band, you need to be associated with an animal somehow. So
or a
foxes
body of water or something.
Yeah.
And
or,
I'm
or
a ginger, so, you know.
But fox we decided to tie it more, like, into Utica itself because yeah of the psychiatric center. I was like, that's what they call the main building? Like, the yeah Old Main. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's, it was regional tie. It's vague enough to, so we could just, we could use it.
And then, it fits. I think yeah it fits you.
Thank you.
It does.
Yeah. I do too.
Yeah.
Fits me.
Yeah.
The only
fits you.
The Old Man.
Yeah. That's what
the Old Man.
The
Old Man.
The only problem with the name of the band is that we all mumble horrendously.
Yep.
And so when we're like on stage or, you know, just talking to somebody off stage, you're like, oh yeah, what's the name of the band? Like the Old Man. It's like the Old Man. The Old Man.
And I stand
you guys
up and
don't
go,
look
yes
that old. Like,
oh, like the card game, right?
Yeah, like, Old Maid.
Yeah, like Pinochle. Yeah. Just like that. Actually.
Bridge.
Yeah. But yeah, I think it fits you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Would you guys have any plans of coming out with an album or any of that or
oh, boy,
doing songs?
Good.
Any
new
recordings?
The, mail.
The magic question.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seth,
well,
I'll let you take that one.
I will take this
where's
one.
Where's the drum roll?
So the next thing that we're going to be putting out is the live album that we recorded at Saranac Thursday last year. And we just have like a little bit of salt and pepper to put on that. And then that should be out hopefully quote me on this. Hopefully by the end of July.
Okay, we're quoting you on this.
Quote me on this.
Okay.
And then, and now it will come out in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
unless you ask Mitch, and then he'll say it'll be out in June, and
Coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not
done
yet.
And then it'll be out in 2024.
Yeah, when we were coming out with the last album, Mitch was like, and I don't know where he got this date from, but he's like, oh yeah, it's coming out May 28th. And I'm like, it's not going to come out May 28th. It's not going to come, like, it's nowhere near done.
Where do you get your dates from?
Yeah. And, no, but as soon as that's done and on the shelf and out there, we're going to really, you know, put, you know, feet to the ground on the third album. We've got, you know, a boatload of songs for it, and we just got to whittle that down. You know, run everything through Rick, because he's going to quote me on this. He's going to have final say on everything.
Ooh. How do you feel? Is this being recorded? Can I get that in writing?
This is documented, so you don't need it in writing now.
You see, part of what they were... I'm getting all serious on you. All right. Hold on.
Yeah, get serious.
Part of the reason that they said they wanted me on board was to utilize my experience in the music business, which I've produced, I've recorded, I've engineered, I've written songs.
Toured, all that.
Yeah. Oh, I toured. Yeah, I've done all that in Nashville. So I do have some expertise in certain areas, which I'm not going to give that away. But anyway, yeah. if they will do that, I think I can add a lot. Because so,
you get final cut.
I don't know how old you are. Mr. Z.
I'm in my 40s.
You're in your 40s? You're not old.
No, no way.
Shut up.
You're not. You're not old.
Did you even break eye contact?
Shut up. No way.
You're
really?
Not. You're not
really?
Old.
Oh, no, really.
Anyway, the music that was very, very popular at one time sounded very much like this music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to me, being the age I am, it is resurging.
It is.
Yeah. It's called something else.
Yeah.
And it has a different, you know, a different focus point.
Yeah.
But it's the same as other kinds of music, and I was in the middle of that then and learned it in those days.
Yeah.
Then I learned how to record it. Then I went to Nashville. Then I did this one. So I think I can add. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
Then
can we dive into a little bit of your past? Just a little bit?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want to dive into it?
I don't care.
Well, you played with Dickie Betts for years. Like a year and a half, 2 years, right?
About a year and a half.
Yeah.
I was actually part of the Dickie Betts band. It was just before the Allman Brothers got back together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when was that? Maybe...
I don't want to talk about... No, that was back...
It was like the mid-90s, right?
86.
Oh, wow.
87.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how old I am. How old I am. This was when the Allman Brothers were broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you see why I need to be here?
Did you say your mom was in high school?
My mom was in high school in 86.
His parents. Okay.
I was in junior
these
high.
Guys, these guys' parents are all younger than me. Okay. Yeah. Let's just get that. We're all good friends, but.
You're closer to
their
age
parents
than
are,
your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
His dad's really cool. He's a motorcycle guy, and he and I, you know, we know each other from a long time ago.
But anyway, so back, Dickie Betts, you
played. So I was part of a band that he toured with for a while, for about a year and a half. Before that happened, and then my very dear friend of mine, Warren Haynes, got together with Dickie. They did the Pattern Disruptive thing, and then they, with Johnny Neal, the keyboard player that was in the Allman Brothers, and they actually reformed the Allman Brothers at that point, which is, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Johnny Neal, but he is like one of the consummate piano players ever to walk the face of the earth. Can't see.
Oh, yeah.
He's like this tall. He's the guy I would give a ride home, the blind guy I would give a ride home from a session or something. And he'd be in the car, he'd go, nah, you just missed my turn. And he was right. I mean, I would look at him and go, what? No, he's one of the most phenomenal players to lose a gig to Johnny Neal.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's just part of my resume. You
totally
know?
Understand, right.
And
how did you get lined up with that gig?
With Dickie?
Yeah.
I was working in Nashville doing some road stuff with some minor players, and I had a little core of people that I had worked in a couple bands with. And the guitar player was a very good friend of mine named Chaz Williams, who wrote the book you may have heard of called The Nashville Number System. And
That little thing.
He called me. Back then, it was a little thing. He just was like, what the hell are you writing a book for? We're supposed to be musicians, right? Yeah, okay. I'll come see you on your island someday, and we'll talk about it. But he called me and said, hey, man, Dickie Betts is looking for a keyboard player. And I'm like, yeah, right. Sure he is.
I hope he finds one.
He goes, well, here's this guy's name. It's because he was like networked into everything going on locally. Mm-hmm. So he called me, knowing that I knew all that stuff. So I said, okay. I went out, called the guy, and he came out and heard me play in a local blues band called the Blues Co-op with Warren Haynes and some other people. He just stood there in the back like this. I walked out on the break, talked to him. He handed me a tape and says, bus leaves Monday.
Oh, nice.
I'm like,
wow. Okay.
Well, no pressure. I just got to learn a 90-minute show between now and Monday. No problem. All the parts, all the stuff. But that's one story. Don't get me going. This could go on all night. But it was, I tell you, it was a very, I'm very thankful for that part of my life.
Yeah.
Dickie's a very influential in many ways musician. Guitar players have different opinions of his playing, but if they say anything other than positive, I will look at them and say, okay, well, stand on stage next to him and then say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing like. Some people just have that. And Greg was the same way. Greg Allman, I got to, when I was working with Dickie's band, we were touring with Greg's band.
Oh, yeah. Was that like I'm No Angel tour and all that back when he was doing that?
I'm No Angel, just before the Bullets Fly.
Bullets Fly, yeah.
Matthew's Arrival. Just phenomenal music going on back then. Yeah. And Dickie's band would play a set. Greg's band would play a set. And then we'd do an Allman Brothers set.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
No fun at all.
Yeah. I was going to say, that must have been terrible.
No fun whatsoever.
Did you have some good drinking nights with Dickie back in the day?
Dickie was, okay, I had a habit of following people around right when they got out of rehab.
Yeah, like me.
But Dickie and I, Dickie and I got to know each other. He's a really, really nice guy. You know, he has a rep of not being so, but he's a really nice guy. He's a good human being. He takes care of his people.
That's good.
And he and I had in this, I mean, you know, it was very respectful. I respect him, and he was very respectful to me.
Yeah, good.
He complimented what I did, and it was all good. It was really, I didn't appreciate it as much then as I did afterwards. But once I worked with him, then in Nashville, if there was a gig that came off, everybody wanted to hear the guy that played with Dickie.
Yep.
You know? I was like, oh.
And you're Dickie's guy.
Okay. Yeah, that would be me. I'll come and... So I know it was a great point in my career.
Well, this is like a another huge reason why we brought Rick and like keep like, and we're flattered with him playing with us is because like, with his experience of playing, you know, with Dickie Betts and you know being like a session like a real session Nashville guy for so long, that it's like he can bring what he knows from back then. And, like, we bring in, like, the kind of, like, newer take on, like, what that music was then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, like, now we're just kind of, like, melding all of these ideas of, like, the new way and the old way of doing it. Because, you know, like the Allman Brothers and stuff, we're kind of, like, in that vein. But we're in that modernized, like, Americana resurgence that's been going on. So, like, more in the line of, like, Nathaniel Rateliff and Night Sweats, the Lumineers, and, you know, Driftwood, and Lucas Nelson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all these guys. Where we can, you know, take what they're doing now with the new stuff, with Rick's experience with what they were doing back then. And
I've still got roots, you know.
Exactly.
It's actually authentic with me because I'm 100 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's why
I didn't think you were that young.
Well, thank you.
No, like that's why I'm so excited to get to the third album is because now that we do have Rick, and we have you know Mitch and Dusty and us, and now we can like really hone in what we're doing and like really, you know, strip it down completely and then start really building it back together.
Do some really nice production.
Yeah, it's like building a house.
Yeah, yes.
Start with the foundation and work your way up and put the roof on and bam, you see, got your masterpiece.
Recording a good album means you should be able to hear what it's going to sound like before you start it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a producer does for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part of the thing that I think...
Nope.
I wish I could do the spiel of everywhere she's, you know.
Yeah, she's got
Spotify,
her spiel
down. No.
She's got her spiel down for sure.
She's got it.
She's
down
killing it. Big ups to Kiss.
Oh yeah, she's
absolutely. She just released a single last Friday. It's on Kiss FM in rotation right now. Yeah. So, all right, other than that,
it sounds really good too.
You should have her do some guest vocals with you guys down the road when you guys record that album for sure.
I mean, I can sing high, but I can't
do
oh,
that.
Oh, no, no. Right. You can't do it.
Can we get a family discount for that?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not her manager anymore. Getting a discount from that girl, good luck.
That acoustic recording that she just posted, I think it was...
Was it last night?
Yesterday.
Yeah, on Instagram.
That high note.
She sat in her room and did that while I was... cleaning the kitchen, for God's sake.
Like, amazing.
I hear her doing all this stuff, and I'm like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah, did 93 Mariah Carey just, like, come out of the past?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah, she does the whistle tone.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like it's nothing.
Right. Yeah. You know? It's like, not even on the range.
Yeah. I know. Just, I know. No, it's not there. It's
they like, got to invent another chart for her.
Yeah, Rick can't even hear it anymore.
Yeah. No, it's like...
What octave is that?
The dogs... I know she's doing it when the dogs start barking. I, you know.
Or the windows start breaking.
Glasses are smashing around the house.
No. When you guys record the album, though, where are you guys recording at? You do it kind of in-house?
This is the first I've heard of any of this.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, we're getting an exclusive today.
Well,
like
it's
it.
Like an exclusive.
We're...
Yeah.
If actually... I can kind of put these feelers out right now. We're, you know, constantly talking about who to work with because there's just, like, so many, like, really good, like, young guys, older guys, guys that have been doing it just for, like, 3 years but are putting out amazing records. And then there's some guys that have been putting out, like, doing it for, like, 50 years and putting out amazing records.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so hard to find, you know, the right guys to work with. So we're just putting open call out, really, and just really trying to, like, talk to new people and... You know, see who's going to be the right fit because, you know, as much as it is, you know, where you record, it's who records it.
Exactly.
Because, you know, you can record, we could record the album in this room and have it come out amazing if the right guy is behind the board.
If if the producer can hear what needs to be recorded and do it correctly.
You know,
and
knows what we're doing, knows
the
genre.
To the other. Yeah, the other end of it, yeah.
And it's super important to have that relationship with the engineer. The engineer has to get you know, and that there has
well, they've
to
be
that
give and take. Well,
they've got to
be excited. If they're not excited about the project, it's going to sound like they're not excited about the project.
Great point. Yeah. Great point, because you do have so many guys out there that are just there, A, for the paycheck, and then B, just try to rush you along just because they you know, they want to get out of there fast enough.
Especially in
you want to get involved.
In a smaller scene like this.
Right. You want to get involved. You want that guy to be involved and wrap their head into your project.
Oh, yeah.
And it's important. You know, it's only going to come out, and it's a final product, and it's like, people ask me all the time, like, how come you don't have, well, not all the time, but people, you don't have kids, but I have music that I left behind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And these podcasts, you know, I have these
exactly.
podcasts.
And dogs wandering around your studio.
It's all right, she's fine in there. No. She's fine in there. Unless she does she drink beer?
I'm about to find out.
Well,
find
I guess we'll see in a minute.
No, but it's like, but it's again kind of like circling back, like the resurgence of this, like, you know, Americana, like roots music. There are a lot more guys that have an ear for it now than there was, you know, 10 years ago.
True.
When
especially,
you know,
locally, too.
Yeah, and, like, back, you know, back in, you know, the 80s, early 90s, that there was a lot of guys doing that. But now, you know, they're all retired. So it's been really good meeting all these guys that have been working. You know, the guy that did Black River's last album, he did an amazing job on their album.
Where'd they go? Subcat?
No, it was...
More Sound?
I can't. What's the name of the place?
They went to. It was right here.
Oh, they went to Big Blue.
They went to Big Blue.
Oh yeah, they did go to Big Blue. Yeah, duh.
Yeah,
I knew that.
Yeah,
yeah.
They went boy, what a beautiful Blue. Room that is.
It's incredible.
I'm telling you.
And it's full of guys.
Hi Jeff,
that,
how you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like full of guys that are like really enthusiastic about like what they're doing. They want to get like the best stuff out, and like that's always like a huge plus hearing from people that, you know, are really like, well, you know, like I'd really like to work with you, and it's just like. It's so refreshing to hear, like, oh, you get what we're doing. And, like, we can kind of, like, because it's a trust thing, you know, because, you know, we write these songs, and you when you go to record them, it's immortalized. So it's like you really can't change it after that. So you need to really trust the hands that you're giving these
songs
to.
That's really heavy.
Yeah, it is really heavy.
It is.
I mean, we're in the digital
age. Wow, I need to balance you guys out.
You too.
You need more coffee.
Help yourself.
Okay.
You see, I'm constantly rip these guys down a level, and I try to keep them a little more.
That's
on
what
the
I said.
I am drinking this amazing
Utica
coffee here.
Yes. trying to keep their feet on the ground here.
Yeah. I'd like to see you guys do it at Big Blue. That's a great warming song. We did this Street Rock Mafia album there, and it came out great.
Oh, yeah.
And Jeff really got involved with that project too, which was and you can hear it in the music.
Yeah,
you can hear it.
Jeff's a genius.
Yeah, you can always tell
in his own right. He's got the equipment he's got there is like world class.
Yeah. Exactly. But not only that, he knows how to use it.
The room. Exactly. Holy cow. Yeah. His live room. He uses the reverb in the live room recorded on mics to use on the record. I mean, oh, my God. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a perfectly tuned church sanctuary is what it is. It's
the way the Good Spaghetti Monster intended.
Mm-hmm.
Cassidy recorded her first vocal track there.
Did she?
And her first single, she did her vocal track there.
She's doing more home stuff though, right? Nowadays, or
she's working with a couple of people. I can't remember all their names. She's gonna kill me.
That's okay.
The first single, she worked with a guy named Zeno.
Oh, I know Zeno.
You know Zeno very
he's
well.
A product of Big Blue as well.
Yes, that's where they met. Yeah, Zeno was helping Jeff with Cassidy's project. And then Cassidy's stuff in between, she's worked with some other people, and I'm really sorry, guys. I can't remember everybody's name. Can't remember my name half the time. But this last song she just released, she did with Zeno again.
Ah, cool.
So it's they're back into a collaboration mode, and it's gonna be good for her.
Yeah, cool. And just a quick plug for Zeno. He just did Daryl Rand's album, and that thing sounds great.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, Zeno's another genius.
Yeah, he is. Like Daryl, he's out of New Hartford, and he's, you know, a folk guy. And
he opened up for Mo last year at the brewery.
And he's got really good songs, really good pipes. And Zeno kind of like took his music and did like that little electronic twist to it, and it sounds great. Like, Zeno's
definitely in that lane. He's all over it. He's working out of Brooklyn now. He lives in Brooklyn.
So much talent, though.
Oh. Yeah.
All over the place. I mean, it's fertile, like I said in the beginning of this podcast. There's a lot of talent going on right now. It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good place to be right now.
Believe it or not. It's
good.
It's good that the city is actually starting to show signs of life again.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
When I first went to Nashville, it was much like this city was 5 years ago. And now
you saw
things starting to grow and starting to come alive again, and the downtown's revitalized.
And almost the same kind of level, in a way, with Nashville, too. Well, Nashville's always been known as, like, a music community.
It was all country music when I went down there.
Right, Nashville didn't really start blowing up till the Predators came on town.
Well, that's
the same thing with Utica. We didn't start blowing up till the Comets came to town.
Well, see, that's I saw those parallels, and I was saying, man, this is deja vu for me. But
really?
The people in charge, the mayor, the governor, the people in charge down there had the vision to build an ice arena, and they had the vision to build a major venue, a stadium venue, in different areas of the city. They had the vision to revitalize Second Avenue and Broadway.
Yeah.
You don't want to know what Second Avenue was when I used to have to drive down to get home.
Can imagine.
You know, it's all different. We won't talk about it. The boys don't like it if I go off the PG rating.
We'll save it for another podcast.
Save that for another podcast.
Pickles Days in Nashville.
Yeah.
But we do got to
have a one-on-one one day, though.
Okay.
You always come in with somebody.
Yeah, well, I will. But it started rolling, and it kept rolling and rolling and rolling. And Dell Computer came in. They took an old prison, gave them a big tax cut. People screamed, they're giving them a 10-year tax cut.
It helps.
300 jobs at $22 an hour in 1980-something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's the vision of what's coming.
And
I think that's going on here.
But they had the money investment at the time. And I feel like right now, with the nanotech, kind of, fumbling and if that gets really on its feet, that's going to bring like a lot of money that the area didn't have before. So
Griffiths is blowing up with technology right now,
and it's
as
like
well.
The arts follow where the money is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
you're right.
So like that 150 person venue isn't going to really get done until someone comes into the area that has a couple extra bucks in their pocket that really likes the arts and music.
That's going to be Seth's living room.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to be, because Seth's going to be like this big, huge songwriter guy making all
this
money.
Yeah.
Because now they have me on board.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
It'd be like the next Daryl's house. It'd be Seth's house, right?
It'll be Seth's house. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what's happening in September.
Oh, yeah, the festival.
That is
Seth's
house.
That's become a little bit bigger than I thought it would.
You got to fill me in. Let's
go. You got to plug that. It's a good one.
Have you been to... Did you go to the festival?
Which festival?
The Fairchild Folk Festival.
I did not, no.
There's food.
I tell you
I'm
what.
I'm there.
Yeah. See, you can get in for free next year, this year, okay?
Yes. Awesome. Yes,
because it's free for everybody. And that's why I lose so much money.
I got to teach them some comedic timing, too, okay? we're going to work on the...
No, but it's a festival that I started up at my parents' place. It's this old farm up in Remsen. And originally, I was just, you know, inviting whatever bands would show up. You know, everyone donates their time. And I just built a stage, and I'm expecting, you know, maybe 50 people will show up. And the first year, you know, 350 people show up. So I'm like, oh, okay, you know, it's going to stay around 350 people. Awesome. Like, I can deal with that. The next year, you know, about 450 people show up.
That was funny. The second year was like, yeah. We were setting up at, I think it was 9:30 in the morning to just like the finishing touches to hit at music noon. Was starting at one.
Yeah, 1 o'clock.
And there was this huge van that pulled into the field that we had sectioned off for parking. They're like, is this where the festival is? And like, we didn't know any of these people.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, man.
They drove from Connecticut just to come to this festival.
Like, holy smokes.
And I'm like, what? And then last year, we had about 550 people.
Wow.
And
food.
And it's completely free?
It's completely free.
It's a potluck type of thing?
Yeah. Potluck, you like bring a dish. We put up this giant tent for people, and there's just like hundreds of dishes that people bring for people to eat. And, you know, I'm... You know, not making money off of it, but it's all run on donations, and all the donations just go right back into the bands. And I am so thankful for these bands that come out because they know, like, I tell them up front, I don't know what to guarantee you because, you know, it is.
We pass the hat.
We pass the hat, and I divvy it out at the end, and I can give you as much as I can. But, you know, over the years with playing with these bands and, you know, cultivating these relationships, you know, they're happy. It's on a Sunday afternoon, so it's, like, kids friendly. It doesn't go too late, so. It doesn't get too crazy, but this year we're going to have Woodland come up. They're going to be serving beer, and so.
It's really cool, too. Yeah. That whole, like, family community mentality, it goes to, even till like, the last person leaves, and there's no junk in Seth's yard.
Yeah.
There's no garbage.
Everyone's
no
cleaning up after themselves.
It's just, like,
incredible.
Yeah. And that's to me. That's really special because, like, sometimes it's hard to get that many people together, and there's not going to be some sort of like forgetfulness or like somebody gets in a fight or something like that.
Yeah, there's none of that.
That's the one thing I love about that festival community because they do. They pick up after themselves. They're clean, you know. Yeah. They don't leave a mess at all.
Yeah.
And they're there to have fun.
I've seen a lot of these other festivals. I won't say names, but you walk out of there, it's trash. Yeah. They don't care about it. They're just there for a party and wreck shit. Yeah. They're not really there for the music.
Yeah, and that was a big reason I had it on a Sunday afternoon is because, like, and people are still telling me, like, oh, no, you should start it on Saturday and go into Sunday. So it's like a two-day festival. Like,
nah, man, we're playing in, like, New Hampshire the day before.
Yeah, but not only that, but it's like I can pitch it to other bands. You know, it's on a Sunday. You know, you're less likely to have a show on
in
a Sunday.
September.
So I don't feel as bad inviting them out. And, you know, if we start at noon and go till 9, it's not going to become a shit show. Because, you know, someone that's drunk.
Oh, there's your PG.
Well, someone that goes... that's drunk at 5 o'clock, they're going to be sobered up by 9, so they're not going to be getting in fights into the night. And, you know, there's camping, and we always have only like 4 or 5 people camping that, like, you know, did drink that, and we leave it open to them to stay for the night.
Yeah.
And it's just always been so great because it's such a family vibe. And my family's, I have a very big family, and we all live like right in Remsen. Like, you can stand at the end of my parents' driveway, look down the road. And drive down the road 2 miles either way. It's all related to me.
Oh, wow.
So we're used to putting on these giant, because of weddings and graduations and stuff, we're used to putting on these giant 400-person things. So, like, that really helped a lot. But, you know, it's that whole family vibe.
So do you have any bands that are committed to this year?
Pickle said
maybe you should do some promotion.
You know, I was literally that was the next thing I was going to say.
Okay.
So we got...
We love your family, Seth, but tell us who's playing.
See why I'm here? Yes.
Thank you, Rick. No, we got...
I was wondering.
Utica guys, Follow the Muse, they're coming out. We got Lauren Mettler, we got Jay Mettler, we got Jay Schnitt. You know, it's a folk festival. You can't have a folk festival without Jay Schnitt there because he's the folk guy.
He really is, man.
Yeah, he is.
One of the most talented artists around here, man.
I love him.
I love what he's putting out there.
That's really nice, like, songwriter bill, like, in the front half. Like, we're all going to be front row, just like...
And we got Remsen Social Club. They're Remsen guys, and I love those guys to death.
And they're really social?
Yeah, so, super social. You know, Brian, not so much. He's actually probably the most social of them all. But we got this band from Buffalo coming out. Yeah, Folk Faces. And they're amazing. It's like this like mix of, you know, the modern Americana with this like 20 jazz swing, like gypsy jazz. And they're awesome.
Super high energy. They're all wicked nice people. They're doing really well, actually. Yeah. They're playing Grassroots.
Yeah.
And they still said yes to our little festival, which I was.
Yeah. Yes. I'm super psyched to have them out. And yeah. And, you know, the Old Main will be playing, but who cares for them?
When is this festival?
And I'll be there.
It's on September 8th.
September 8th.
Yep, mm-hmm. September 8th. It's free, but...
Party at Seth's house! Yeah!
No, party at Seth's parents' house.
Yeah, exactly. And,
yeah, and I don't know why they let me put this thing on, but they do.
That's super cool that they're supportive this, though.
Yeah, and how they see it is like, oh, we get to like listen to music all day? Great.
And,
like,
and it's a great property.
Yeah.
For it's a great venue for...
Yeah, it's been in my family like since my... great grandparents came over from Wales and
the old Williams farm.
The old Williams farm.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big bonfire in the back, and there's a barn with food, and there's enough room. It's nice. It's very nice. Yeah.
Festival.
It's festive.
Seth's parents' house. I like it.
It's festive.
We used to have a party at my parents' house, and then the very last one, everybody decided to take acid.
Oh, great.
And my mother's like, Anthony, what's wrong with everybody? It took me like 12 years to tell her the truth, you know?
Like, nothing, Mom. Have a sip of this.
No, not at all. But yeah, it was like, okay, no more parties at Mom's house. We're done with that.
That was extra funny. The first year, his folks were on vacation.
Yep.
So it was the whole trope. They're like, oh.
Yep, my parents are on vacation. Let's throw a giant festival.
Party at the Moon Tower, man.
And like I was saying, like the first year, I was expecting like 50 people. And then like they're in North Carolina on like their second honeymoon. And like they're on Facebook being like, why is there 300 people at my house? And they call me up and they're like, so there's a lot of people there? I'm like, yeah. They're like, okay, well, we're just going to do it next year and we're going to do it right. We'll make sure we're not like away so we can do this right. And I'm like, awesome.
Wow.
They just don't want to miss the party. That's
the thing. They don't.
That did not take the turn you thought it was.
No. I love my parents, though. They're great.
That's awesome. That's super cool.
I concur. They're great folks. Yeah. As with Nash's parents. Yeah. Great folks.
They are.
They'll be there, too.
Yep.
So September 8th, and what's the name of the festival?
The Fairchild Folk Festival.
And where'd you get that name from?
It's on Fairchild Road in Remsen.
Gotcha.
And they're folk bands.
Okay.
And it's
they're very, very.
It's a festival.
So that's where you came
very
from.
Clever with their naming of things.
Yeah, I like alliterations.
Yeah, we like it a lot.
And it's on it's always on the second Sunday of September, the Fairchild Folk Festival.
Cool. Yep. And it's open to the public. And
yep.
Remind me of this because I want to come to this.
Oh,
September
definitely.
8th. I don't think I have anything on the calendar then yet. Well, I'll have to look. But
you should. It's worth it.
Yeah, it sounds fun.
Just a nice, relaxing day.
It's a big giant potluck.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat. Oh, yeah.
And
the food people bring
we
is just so good.
We could talk for another like 45 minutes on that.
Yeah.
Everything that people bring.
So good. Yeah.
Stacy's checking in. She says, love the Old Main boys. Always do a great job for me. It tastes the Syracuse to the Salt City Waltz. They never miss.
Oh.
It's true, man. You guys crushed the last waltz, by the way.
Oh, that was fun.
Thank you.
And back in November.
And it's funny because during Nash's little tribute to Levon, like, I'm like on stage, like, because we were practicing it like before the show, you know, learning all the chords and stuff. And like how much Nash put into that song. Like, I didn't know he went that deep with other people's music. And, like, I'm on stage, I'm looking at Nick Piccinini, he's sitting in with us, and we're both just looking at each other like, man, I'm going to start crying here. Like, it was great. You know, he did a great job there.
When you read the lyrics for that song, and I always try to pour myself into what I do. It's just...
Yeah, that one hit home.
It's easy, but hard. It makes it harder at the same time, because sometimes you get choked up if you're...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I try to
especially on that song, because that song is kind of it's an emotional song.
It's a deep song.
Yeah. And like, factor that in with, like, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm sitting in front of all of these people in this full theater, and not only is it just like a large crowd, but they all are here because they specifically care about Levon Helm and the band and all of these other things. And I'm like,
gotta show up to play.
And you're surrounded by A-list musicians.
Exactly. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Playing in the other bands as well. I mean, these guys are, there's no slouches there.
Yeah. Mark Nani sat in with us and played beautifully. And then, like, during the sound check, like, I was just walking up. I was on my phone a little bit, and I look up, and George Rossi walks by, and he's like, dude, that sounded good. I'm like,
oh, George.
Wow.
Dude, Georgie.
It was cool. It was an amazing experience, and Stacy always lines up stuff like that for us.
She knows, and like Tay Syracuse, like the Salt City Waltz, she knows how to put on. She knows how to put on a show.
Yeah, she does.
Oh yeah,
I love Stacy.
It's what she does.
Yeah, it's like she just like muscles everything into place and puts it on. And I'm
and it's always at a high level too.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, I love being a part of the team, man. We do some fun things, and you know, Taste of Syracuse and Salt City Walls and Bowdown and all the fun things that we get to do. And we're all blessed to be in the circle with each other. Yeah. That's for damn sure. And that opens up the door for more possibilities for you guys in the future too. So
I like seeing posts about. Like, you put up posts about, like, the crew and everything for Taste.
Oh, at the Pirate Crew?
Yeah.
And if everybody wants to follow our Instagram, it's a Pirate Crew Cuse. C-U-S-E.
Yeah.
And we cover a lot of our backstage antics.
Yeah. And like, I was, like, me and Z were talking about before we went on, like, for all intents and purposes, Taste of Syracuse should fall apart. Like, there's so much going on. There's bands are coming in and out, and they're just, like, there's so many people. But it just runs way smooth. Like, like we call up, like when we get there, there's someone to bring us to the stage right there. And we're like, oh, this is great. And everyone's zipping around doing what they need to do. And everything's like, you know, moving like a big, great machine. And I'm like,
it's because Z's in charge.
I'm not in charge.
It's because Z has got it all together.
It's a lot of moving parts, though.
Yeah, it's a
lot
of moving
parts.
It
really is a lot of moving parts. But that's
it works.
Well, but that's what Stacy excels in, is putting the right people in the right job.
The right people to have a professional machine handle.
And that's exactly it.
Yeah, it's impressive, man.
That's a monster. Taste of Syracuse is a monster.
Yeah.
It's a great festival.
What, do they have three stages going at once?
Yeah, three.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they're all like... Good stages,
I know,
too.
I know, but it's like, that's a lot.
Yeah, they don't have like throw them on that stage. It's like three stages of like great music all day and a lot of people there, a lot of musicians coming and going, people in the streets just wandering around. Yeah. And like the crew is just great.
It showcases all the great talent in Syracuse. We go back to this again.
Yeah.
But it's true. You know, you had all these great cover bands that play in Syracuse and Country Swag, Under the Gun, Stars and Stripes, 3-Inch Fury. And then you could go into, you know, the independent bands such as Root Shock, Yourselves, you know, Sophistafunk.
Lineup, like, so it was when we showed up, Count Blasphemy was finishing their set, and they played
amazing.
A Wolfpack cover that was just like, I thought it was recording.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was, and then we played, and then it was Jess Novak band right after us. And after
Jess
them,
kills it.
It was, it was Barn Dogs.
Yeah.
It was like.
And that's another thing that I like about Taste of Syracuse, because something I've been kind of like, you know, behind the scenes with other musicians, kind of trumpeting, is I feel like when me and Nash started, there was this whole like cover bands versus original bands thing. Mm-hmm. Like there was kind of like a. You know, an animosity between the two.
It's always been that way.
Uh-huh. And with events like Taste of Syracuse and everything, it's kind of getting to my point of like, no, it's just all music. People like to hear music. So it's like, you can have Showtime be on a bill and then us be on a bill, and they're going to like it because it's just music that people, like, it's not what people are playing. It's like, are the musicians playing it well, and is the crowd having fun? And like, me and Jose talk about all the time how like we should be doing a co-bill.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah, we should need to do a co-bill with
Joseph.
Showtime.
Joseph,
yeah,
give us a call.
I'd like to see a collaboration with you guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like
not even
big,
just a co-bill, but
like
come together and play
thing.
Together. Yeah,
yeah. We've talked about that. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right, guys,
get with the plan.
Come on. All right, guys, get in touch. We need to make this happen.
Yeah, but it's like. And it kind of comes back to the support system that's been going on the past couple of years of like, I've been like, all I've been hearing lately is support from like musicians supporting other musicians, which I love because like, we're all in this together. We might be not playing the same type of music or the same genre or, you know, covers or originals, but we're all just musicians trying to, you know, make a buck, make people happy and keep ourselves happy.
Yeah, there's always some sort of common ground to have. Like when you have such passion for what you do, like even if it's a totally different genre, other people will recognize that and they gravitate towards that. Yeah. So like that we can plug what was it? Woods Fest, August 10th.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Woods Fest. Another one.
We're going to be playing right alongside Annie in the Water.
Coley's been waiting for you guys to say this shit.
Yes.
Now you can leave the stream now, Mike.
We're getting Coley. Coley. Mike, we're getting there.
Coley was like right at the
he's right outside the door at the gig Saturday night, like when he's going to bring him.
That's who the dog was barking at. Was he's right there.
And we are really excited about that. It'll be our second year. And we don't know who's playing when, but there's a very good chance that there'll be some old Annie in the Water main.
Yeah.
Is that what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Yeah.
There's also a Utica band called Laborers.
Yep.
The Sistai Brothers. Yeah. They're playing earlier.
Yep.
You're playing with them? Are you playing them with this weekend at Summerfest too?
Well, yeah.
Are you? Cool.
Yeah. You coming down?
I'm the stage manager, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
So you're going to have to listen to
So you could make, I got to be nice, so you could make my life miserable.
On time. Because he's leaving that, and he's coming right to our show at the Hill.
Yeah, I am.
You're always humping it.
And they're cheapskating me on the money, but that's okay. We'll talk about that after.
We'll talk about that after.
Children.
But Woods Fest is coming up August 10th. Yes. Mm-hmm. And Coley, make sure you get in touch with me, because he's saying about freaking time.
Sorry.
But Coley, make sure you get in touch with me so we can get you up here on the podcast so we can plug in. A lot of great bands coming up. Yeah. Andy in the Water. Mike was in here a couple weeks ago. Yeah. What a great one. Dude. I love that man. I love that band as well.
All the guys in the band are the same way. They're all wonderful folks. My son plays in that band.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
My son, Dan Gherkin, is their keyboard player.
Yep. I did not know that.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's a small circle.
It's a great circle, though.
And, like, whenever I, like, meet up with Mike and Brad, like, you know, I'm this, you know, grumpy, like, nihilistic folk singer and stuff with my coffee and just like, ugh. And then, like, and then, you know, I see them and they just put off, like, such good vibes that I'm like, it just, like, melts away, and I'm like, I'm going to give you a hug, man. Like,
yeah, you need it. They're like batteries. And between them and when we hang out with Adam Ezra Group, it's just like,
the vibes that they put off are so great. And, like, Nina's Brew is playing. They're amazing.
Yep. Oh, they're
like,
playing the Woods Fest?
Yeah. I can't wait for that show. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait for that show.
I just met Isaac a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Isaac's great. Yeah. And, yeah, they're playing there. I can't wait for that show.
That's when we double book ourselves.
A lot
on the same day, but
too much.
I guess, like, I'm on this road. Like, I don't want to, like, I guess it's like it shines negative on some of the stuff that, like, we have double booked already. But this bill for that day, like, we saw it and we're just like, no, that's the only thing we're doing that day.
Yeah, there's
like,
too many.
We don't want to be anywhere else. You know, we got to be there for the whole show, whole thing.
Because that's the only time we get to see other bands is to play at least, like, double bills at festivals and stuff. And there's just, like, every band that we want to see is like going to that festival. So we're like, yeah, I'm getting there early and hanging out, getting drunk, sobering up and playing. Yeah. Like, it's going to be a fun.
What is
day,
this
fun
getting
night.
Drunk, just sobering up? See, this is the amateurish thing. When you get drunk, you don't sober up. You
just
drinking.
Keep going, right?
I mean, no, the obviously children here.
Yeah, it's like what Tom Waits always said. It's like, never play drunk, but never play sober.
Is that Tom Waits?
Yep.
Coley's checking in. He's saying Black River's on that bill.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
Also, see, Late I mean. Earth.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that you
so
got
many great people.
So a lot of great bands. August 10th. Coley, make sure you get in touch with me. Yep. Also, Pat Reiner's checking in, saying you guys are the hardest working band in show business, and you guys are going to call it the Water Main Break.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Is that what you're calling it? Yeah. The Water Main Break?
Like, well, Pat Reiner's one of the hardest working fans we have.
Yeah.
Nice.
He went to four of our shows this weekend.
It was the old main weekend for them. We did four shows in 3 days. And
they were like at all of them.
They were at all of them. That was amazing.
Yeah. Nice, man. Well, you guys, you know, you're putting it out there, man. Yeah. You're putting out some great stuff, and people love it.
Yeah.
And you guys are, a lot of people are talking about you, and have been for a couple years.
And the third
years
album
now.
Is going to rock.
Yeah. Nice. Is. Are you guys going to do a video?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you got a
video. Is that like motion
you
pictures?
You have to put a visual to the music nowadays. So that's what the kids want to see. They want to see that visual.
Yes. We're turning our attention to that
we
a lot.
Such
more
as your
lately.
Daughter, yes.
Because we've been really kind of focused on songwriting so much so that some other like bits of our social media were kind of falling apart. You know, like our YouTube was
bare.
Bare, yeah.
It still is, but we have a lot of stuff in the works right now. Like with the live album, we had a film crew, Eli Gleisman. Shout out, Eli. He was there and he recorded the whole thing. So we're going to be putting out some videos for the live album when it comes out. We're going to have Eli do some more stuff. We're going to be just like a lot more like you said, like everyone wants to see video now, so we're going to be a lot more active with video.
Great.
In the coming months.
Yeah. I mean, there is video of them on a chairlift.
Oh, I did that. Yeah. So that was the that was start that was fun. Of that, like, we need to get going here. So I had a fisheye on my phone, and I was just like, all right, guys, let's go up the chairlift and let's do this. Like, I saw this at all of the, you know, like the bluegrass festivals they have out in like Colorado and stuff like that. And I didn't know that Seth's not the biggest fan of heights, and Dusty has never been on anything like that ever. Like, I grew
he was
up
petrified.
Dusty looked like
no, watch
somebody
the
had
video.
Just injected him with adrenaline.
And he's
he was
like, I'm like, oh man.
The way up wasn't bad. We did Darlin' on the way up, and then we did
All Day to Get There
on the way back down. And there is a difference in his face
and his complexion. He's so just funny. White as a ghost.
Yeah, and it's a good thing there weren't windows. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Just kidding.
Yeah. Oh man,
guys, Mitch is checking in. He's just getting here.
Mitch,
say hi to Mitch.
It's really.
I mean, is he gonna walk in?
No, are
you
here?
Oh, no. It's a good thing you're not here, Mitch, because you know what would happen if you were.
Yeah.
I'd be shredding him on
that's
the
true.
Air.
You no, are right
he's
now.
The,
I feel
he's
like
the pediatrician
favorite,
with his baby.
It's my favorite pastime. Is Mitch Eckler.
Mitch is saying Dusty's from a different planet, and I can attest to that.
He
I've
is.
Known Dusty for a long time. Mm-hmm. The kid is definitely out there.
You know Dusty's
he's
dad?
So talented.
Oh, like, he's been playing for years.
Bob
yeah.
Elmer?
Yeah.
Yep. Good.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, Bob Elmer.
I know everybody's dad.
Yeah.
Mom. And,
no, but like. Dusty is like
I feel like you are everybody's dad.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I know you are.
That's
yeah, but Dusty's like Instagram famous and like and ish. He is just such a good banjo player. But he is the most humble, like he will never say that he's like amazing at banjo. He's so humble about it. But it's
we
like
do it for him.
Yeah, we pump him up enough for everyone because he is just so good and everyone loves him. He's such a lovable guy.
And
he
he's
is.
So
it's like,
funny.
Yeah, what I always say is like he's the least intimidating guy with neck tattoos you'll ever meet.
Speaking of PG ratings, that's like one of the main jokes that we have.
Oh my god!
When we're at shows, they're like, "Why doesn't the banjo player have a microphone?" Like, because you brought your kids.
Kids, they cannot handle these jokes. Yeah. But
I
like,
mean, we'd love it, but
yeah. Oh, yeah. I love it. But if anyone listening, like if you're at like after a show, ask Dusty for a joke.
Oh
and
my
if
God.
if you're a sensitive person, don't.
Uncle Terry.
Yeah, ask about Uncle Terry.
Yeah, Uncle Terry. Oh my lord, he frequents a bunch of like old school bluegrass events, and something that I've learned with hanging out with Dusty and going to these events is that. There's always one or two guys who just, like, they go around like it's their job to tell you the most elaborate, like, dirty jokes.
Yeah. No, at every like, bluegrass festival, there's, like, the joke sage that just goes around, you know, he's just like.
It's not only bluegrass.
Yeah, but he's like this 70-year-old guy that'll just, you know, you're talking in a group and he'll just wander up and be like, I got one for you. And it'll be the funniest thing you've ever heard. Then you'll just like fade into the mist like some sort of wizard, like a joke wizard.
Yeah,
and
that's it. A joke wizard.
And
he's joke
just
ninja.
Collected all these jokes over the years, and Dusty is he's just great.
But there actually, there will be some mic time for Dusty coming up pretty soon. That's another one of the things that we're working on.
Well, those late night sets, right?
Oh, yeah. Another one of these things I'm finding out about now.
Yeah, Dusty, we're getting Dusty to sing a song.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Scott Sterling saying what's up to everybody.
Oh,
Scott.
Hello, Scott, how you doing, man?
Scott, I had a
love you.
Great interaction with him picking up Mr. Monkey this weekend.
Oh yeah,
on
sure.
the golf cart.
Nice.
Oh yeah, quite a trip. A lot
They're
of fun.
Be down at Lukens again soon, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they are. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. Mr. Monkey, check them out.
Mm. Yeah.
Always a great time. A lot of fun.
Yeah. Scott's a riot.
He's a riot.
I love Scott.
Beyond a riot.
Yeah.
He had Won't You Be My Neighbor in my head all weekend long. Like, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I just couldn't get it out of my head for the rest of the weekend. But thank you for checking in. Everybody who's watching us, if they could do us a favor, click the share button and help spread the word of
oh,
the Old Main
do.
And EC Radio and the D and Pickle. And speaking and speaking of
Pickle.
Planets, Rick should go head back to Planet Dill is what Mitch is saying.
Ooh, Planet Dill.
Planet Dill.
Mitch, you should be very thankful you're not here right now.
I should get a little.
I would throw the children out, and we would have a talk.
Yep. Get a little hairy.
Oh my god!
The planet
like
Dill.
In the booster seat right now. What's going on?
And then solo Seth tomorrow night at Woodland.
Yep. Unfortunately, yeah. But yeah, I love. It's been. it's been interesting doing solo sets because, like I was saying earlier, like all I've done is play with a band or at least like me and Nash. And it's like completely terrifying playing by myself because I don't have like better musicians to like fall back on.
Especially so. When there's going to be Nash and me and Mitch in the back throwing things.
Yeah, because like, and that's the thing, like they'll go to the show and they'll just be like,
that sucked.
That sucked.
You're going to try to throw you off your game.
Yeah, and but it's so much more relaxing when people heckle because it's just like I'm up there being like, well, I don't know what to do anymore. Like there's no drums or a bass here and there's no one to like banter with. So it's terrifyingly fun. I love doing it.
What other dates you guys got coming up that you want to plug?
We have coming up on Friday, we're going to be at the Marble Hillion in Cheryl. It's technically Oneida, I guess. Yeah.
Cheryl Hill Road. Come on. Yeah.
I love that place.
Yo,
it's
yeah. So
it's a the lot of fun, man.
Oh, it's a great place.
People are fantastic. The deck, if the weather is good, is incredible. The shows inside are good, too, but...
Yeah, if you're on the deck,
it's a great spot. Marble Hill Inn, mm-hmm. Cheryl. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
a lot of fun. Where
that's
else?
Actually the only show we have that weekend.
What?
Sure. Do I know your calendar better than you do?
You might.
What?
Well, we just gave you a bunch
of
dates.
Well, so... There's another great show at Ray Brothers that's happening, and we're going to go.
Yeah, we're not playing, but you should be there Saturday. Yeah.
Which one's that now?
Blind Owl and Dirty Blanket.
Oh, yeah, that's a great double bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great double bill.
That's another one that I'm fairly certain Charlie put together.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Have you played with either band before?
Oh, a bunch of times.
Blind Owl, I'm sure you played with a bunch.
And Dirty
Bills.
Yeah, both bands. We played with them a bunch of times. Both great bands, great people, like, which always helps when you see, like, how great a band is, and then backstage they're really, really nice guys. Like
mm-hmm.
it just puts like icing
like,
on the cake.
He's not a dick. That's
yeah,
nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
Like
he looks like a dick, but
yeah, right? No, but it's
that's
it's
why
just
I'm
like,
here.
You know, like you know how musicians have egos, like, and it's just, but it's like always fun when you know you can just hang out with guys and joke around and just have fun backstage, and then when they go on stage, they just deliver every time. It's
mm-hmm.
great.
Throw it down.
Yeah, but like with our dates, we're going to be doing like our big summer announcement on Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Yeah. Going to do a big show poster, post everything on our website.
Doing a gender reveal on Wednesday?
TheOldMainMusic.com.
Yeah. The one, I'll give away another one. We're going to be playing in Syracuse again at King of Clubs with this really cool band called Chestnut Grove.
Yep.
And I'm going to cheat. That's right. When does it start?
The old pocket computer.
Yeah, I got to get that full calendar up there. That's going to be June 21st.
June 21st at the King's Club?
Yeah,
King of Clubs.
King Club.
Yeah, right down the road. It was right Armory
right
Square.
Right in Armory Square, yeah. Hannes' Bar.
It's actually a pretty cool place.
Yeah, I love it.
And they do a lot of music over there, too.
Yeah.
A lot of music. Great, man.
Kind of across from Al's and down a little bit. And
Mm-hmm.
A little further down from Funkin' Waffles on the other side. Yeah. You know, it's right there.
Yeah,
we need that venue in Utica. Somebody find that venue for
like
Utica.
A Funkin' Waffles in Utica? Mm-hmm. We do. We had it at one time. I'm retired, guys, all right? I'm retired.
But do you have to be?
Well, we got this.
Right.
Location.
This is a lot easier for me to maintain. This is a lot easier for me to maintain than kicking drunk people out at 3, 4 in the morning.
Yeah, especially...
Usually it's me.
That address.
Kicking myself out. that address. It's a jinx, I'll tell you.
Enough said.
You do have a lot going on. I think that's a pretty good segue into that hot sauce thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys want to get it on the hot sauce,
yeah,
huh?
We do.
See, you want to try some now?
Yes, please.
I don't have anything to put it on, but will you try with the dip?
Oh, of course.
You will? All right, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, boy.
Now,
we can save the content for next time if you want.
Oh, no, this is just going to be... Like I'm gonna have a little taste. I am obsessed with hot sauce.
Look how happy he looks.
I
can't believe we're doing this right now, but we're gonna do this right now. Okay. So what I have here in my hand is called the LD50.
Okay.
The LD50 is 3 million on the Scoville units. Okay. 3 million. So that's pretty hot. And then what I have in my right hand is the end. This is 6 million on the Scoville units.
Got it.
They're both produced by the Pepper Palace in Tennessee, which they have a store there at Destiny USA. Great spot. Now, when we did sauce last week, we've noticed that the thicker the sauce, the hotter they are.
Yes.
If it's thin, it's not going to be, it's going to be like a Frank.
It's watered down.
It's watered down, correct. Okay. But if it's really thick, like these two are very thick.
Yeah. They're more like a barbecue sauce.
This is
it's like the thickness of a barbecue sauce.
So you're down to try these right now? I don't have anything to put it on. I don't have like
I'll
a cracker.
I'll just dab a little bit on my finger.
I mean, just a taste. You don't even want a little bit.
That won't be me, Z. I will not be doing I will be watching.
Do we have anything else to talk about first?
Well, that's...
No, I'll work through it.
Once you guys go through it, you know what?
I'll do the 3 million, Scoville.
Hang on one second. You're going to do them both.
Okay, sounds good.
Where's the coffin, though?
You will be sweating. You'll do both.
I'm already sweating.
There's a whole thing that goes along with it. Like, okay, step one, you're going to be sweating. Step two, you're going to salivate. Like,
morning. So this is just going to be something spicy
so this is
to
just
go
your
along
everyday?
With it.
All right, do you want to do the six or the three? Or do you want to try one and you try one?
Go for gold.
We could do it that way?
Let's do it.
You want to both do the 6 million? Yeah. So, this is the hottest we got in studio. Okay. There is hotter than this.
Oh, yeah.
And which we're going to tackle eventually down the road. And I would love to have you guys come join me for an episode of Sauce.
Because
I want to do it more with musicians.
You know, that's my guesser. Right?
Yeah, that way you can ruin our vocal cords.
Exactly. Yeah. But I have technique, though. And I told this to Max Sheldon the other day when he sat in with us. So what we do is we have a little ceremony thing before we do the show. We have to do two shots of Pepto-Bismol, and then you have to drink like a 16-ounce cup of milk or something like that, just to smooth it down. It does help, but like the next day, dude, I was shitting fireballs. It was like straight up fire arrows coming out my butt.
Sauce that's not so nice and most definitely burns twice.
Yeah. So we will we'll get into it. Like we'll plan one. Probably I like to spread it out. Like do it every 6 weeks or something like that. So maybe like and on an off day too, because you guys don't normally play on a Monday, right, or a Tuesday or something like that. Perfect.
Yeah, give them a little recovery time.
You need recovery time. You really do, just for your butthole.
The commitment. The commitment local musicians make to their craft.
Yeah. So, okay, here you go.
I'm going to get to pass these out. That's the end. That's 6 million, and that's the 3 million.
Okay.
Right there. And
LD stands for lethal dose, by the way. Lethal dose. So, put the camera. Smell it first.
Of course.
It came in like a little wax seal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see the wax? How it just smell that. It smells like Satan's dick.
Well, I've never smelled Satan's dick, but I've smelled some hot sauce.
That's exactly.
And that smells like a hot
that
sauce.
Smells good. I love it when they put, like, do not leave on exposed skin, but it's something that you're trying to put in your mouth.
Right.
It's like,
well, technically, your mouth isn't exposed skin.
Do you want like a paper plate and then just dab it on a plate?
No, I'm just going to.
Okay.
Just going to.
Because it might take off some skin.
That's fine.
So let me tell you a story about the LD50.
Yeah.
A guy came into the Pepper Pals and wanted to try the LD50 as like a taste test. At the time, it was their hottest one that they had.
Mm.
So the guy puts it on a cracker, takes it, has a seizure.
Ooh. Oh.
I hope that doesn't.
Well, that's.
Tell me as I'm trying it.
He has a seizure, and the seizure was caused by a cancerous tumor that he had no idea that he had.
Really?
And the hot sauce triggered that tumor, and it saved his life.
Wow.
Saved his life.
Wow.
Is that unbelievable?
You're amazing, Z.
What's
unbelievable is I just had some.
And let's see that face.
That's good.
All right, let's see a little dab will do you. Now that was the end. Is that the one you did?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's like, why did I do that?
No, it's good. It's good pain. Nash, grab some UCs.
Yeah. You got to be an adrenaline junkie for some of this stuff.
It's really the only thing I have adrenaline for.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah, because, like, you know, roller coasters and stuff, I'm like, eh, whatever. But, like, hot sauce? Love hot sauce.
Uh-huh. I used to play in a local band in 1980. And we used to go to Frickin' Fratch. You remember Frickin' Fratch in Rome?
I don't.
Oh, okay. There was these two guys had a sandwich shop, and they did hot wings. And we would have them make us hot wings. And every week we'd go in and say, we need them hotter, we need them hotter, we need them hotter. They finally made a hot sauce, put it in a plastic jug, and it melted through the plastic.
Oh, nice.
One
nice.
Night. Wow. We got hot enough.
I'm glad you brought that up, too. The end, the one you guys just did, almost the same story. They left it at the bottom of a mug, and it took away the ceramic.
Yes.
It melted away the ceramic. So, yeah, what do you think?
See, it's hot.
Yeah.
It's good. Good burn.
That's a thrill.
That's
a good burn.
He's got a little brow thing going on.
Yeah.
That's straight Carolina Reaper pepper right there.
Yeah.
That's the hottest pepper you could get.
Reaper.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I was always a fan of hot sauce growing up. So the door of my refrigerator at my folks' place was just lined with
same with mine.
And like you're going to regret this type of hot sauce. And I, when I was in middle school, I brought some hot sauce into class at a home ec type of thing because we were making We were making riggies. We were making chicken riggies. That was a project for the week. And I was just so into hot sauce that I brought it in, and my friends liked it too. And I actually, I got written up because the part of the grading is to have the teacher taste the food,
mm-hmm.
and she thought I tried to poison her.
Ooh. 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 Wow.
And this is kind of like how my parents are. The referral is still on the refrigerator at home. Like, because there's like...
Hi, Marley. Marley, meet Chicken. Chicken, that's Marley.
Oh, buddy.
So how do you feel now after trying that?
It's hot, but it's not like... I'm not going to die.
Yeah. No, you're not going to die. Good. You're not going to die.
We'll talk a little bit. Yeah, that was...
So in other words, when you use this hot sauce, you become immortal? Was that how
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it kicks your butt.
No, but like my...
It does kick your butt.
Yeah, my favorite thing with hot sauces are the names. Like, they just have such, like, outrageous names.
Like, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And the crucifixion.
Yeah, like, Satan's dick. And, like, all these, like, yeah. It's just, like, the most, like, funny and outrageous names. And, like,
Corey,
how
we're
can
in,
you not try those?
We're in late night Old Main now.
Yeah, we are. Love it.
I love it, guys. So, not bad, though, on the back end. So, next episode of Sauce, I'm definitely getting you guys on.
Yeah.
We'll come in. I like to do it, like, we start light. And then work our way up and come back down, you know, kind of like a roller coaster of heat.
Yeah.
And so now that we were doing like 6 million, I got to find like a 12 million or something that's really off the charts.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, you could.
I'll do it.
And we do more than just a little dab, though. You got to put it on the... I like to dip it into the chicken wings. And
at some point, you're going to get to a point where there's nothing hotter, but I don't think it's going to be in this country.
Right.
You know, some of the Asian
hot
peppers and stuff are like off the scale.
Yep. They are
off the scale.
Indeed.
See, I'm gonna.
You guys
really
have
tell you
fun with that. I used to play that game. I don't play that anymore.
I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Yeah,
it's really just a scam for me to get some free food.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah. You just tell me you're hungry.
It's like I'll suffer for free food. But
that's why I'm in this band.
I'll take you out
to
lunch.
Yeah. Take you out for lunch. It'll be in a little cup. It'll be like a real thick sauce.
It's like, yeah, I'll take you out to lunch, but I need to bring a camera and the sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, just based on what I experienced there, you're going to have some really good footage when we come back from that.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be sweating. And that's the thing. People love to watch us sweat and cry.
Yeah. And I'm sweating a little bit.
It's entertaining. Oh,
whine
yeah.
Whine like little babies.
It might have a reverse effect on him. Instead of turning really red, he might turn really white.
Oh, no. Or like, I might get a tan.
He might.
Yeah.
I've been waiting 27 internal, years for a tan.
An internal tan.
The Copper Fox.
Yeah.
Thank you. Z, you're the man.
Mitch is saying he's coming into sauced, obviously sauced.
Yeah.
You kind of have
well,
to.
Well, me and it's kind of inactive right now, but me and Mitch were doing a wing club every Wednesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And we did it for a couple of years, but then, you know, Mitch had a kid. So
we got busier.
Got a lot busier, you know, playing a lot more shows. And so it's kind of fallen off to the wayside for a bit. And we were just recently talking about bringing Wing Night back. And it's called Clubby's Wing Club. And, like, there's this whole, like, in-club currency and everything. And every Wednesday we go to a different, like, local wing place. And, you know, because most wing nights are on Wednesdays. And then at the end of the year, we, like, print up a big poster and frame it and bring it to what we vote is the best wings of the year. So, like, Black River Ale House has one in their place. Celtic Harp has one.
Oh, yeah, they got the Atomic one or whatever.
And Lucan's, like, we gave one to Lucan's. And, yeah, we're thinking about bringing that back up. And it's...
What's your favorite place to get wings from?
It kind of changes because cooks change. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of interesting to, like, track that over time with wings. Because just, like, the ingredient, like, the amount of ingredients that they put in their sauces... Like, one cook will do it one way and another will do it another. Like, Celtic Harp, they were my favorite, and then they got another one, then it tasted completely different. It tasted really, really good, but I'm like, oh, their everything wing is completely changed. And then, but, like, the most consistent place is Black River Ale House, because it's just, like, I don't know who the cook is back there, but he comes up with great sauces, and, like, every wing there tastes great. They're dirt cheap on their wing night, and you can get a ton of them.
That's my number one.
Yeah,
and the cook, musician, like, dirt cheap.
It's
chicken wings and musician go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Chicken wings, dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap skates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cheap skates on the keyboard player.
Broke ass musicians, man.
Yeah. No, but Black River Ale House right now is, like, really up there.
Yeah.
And the Hill.
The Hill. Oh,
and then give a shout out to Whiskey Wings up there at Tony Harper's.
Yep. Oh, so yeah. Good. Pizza Boys wings. Their Gold Rush wings are really, really good. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get me started.
I never met a wing I didn't like, but there's a lot of good ones around here, too.
I have some met some wings.
Like, I have,
too. When you go out every Wednesday to a different place, you do, and I'm not going to say where, but there are some places that don't have great wings,
which
is weird for me.
I don't
that,
go
that's
for
how, like, you don't want
flavors and all that. I just
no, but
like
even
wings.
Just like how they're cooked and stuff.
That's true.
Yeah. Like, you don't want a rubbery wing.
Crazy.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Well, gentlemen, you don't.
We're
you
on
don't
the office, wanna. Right?
Yeah. This has been great, man. I love catching up with you guys and talking and shooting the shit. TheOldMainMusic.com is where you can find them online and purchase their music and check your local listings for when the new album comes out, which will be soon. And I'm sure if you keep it locked here on the D, we'll be promoting the hell out of that.
Ask Mitch. He knows the exact date.
Yeah, Mitch knows the date.
Mitch does know the date. But so we got to have you come back when we do Sauced.
Oh,
I can't wait, and we'll plan something for that really
soon. I'll be home watching that.
Yeah, it's always comical. It's a comical episode.
I might be like overstepping my line here, but if you want to bring Sauced to the festival and do like a little special
satellite
thing there,
that's not a bad
idea. I'm totally on board with that.
Have your people call my people.
I'll have my people call your people.
Yeah, we'll try to figure that out.
Have Coley call and we have your people. That's all right. He liked me up until today.
But no, this has been fun. Oh, TheOldMainMusic.com. Check them out online. They're pretty much playing all over Central New York. So make sure you go out there and support your local music, people. These guys are doing it at a high level, and it's great, man. Keep up all the great work. Keep up those chops, man. And
thanks,
I'm very lucky to be calling you guys friends. So keep up doing all the great work and music, and keep up with the old guy, too, if you could, from time to time, you know?
I mean, until
the old main.
Yeah, exactly.
I got it. I got you.
We're the main.
It all works.
We're the main. What's that leave me?
Before we get out of here, much love to Nye Volkswagen in Rome. Simple and easy. You go to their showroom. You mention the D. Mention you hang out with me on a daily basis. They're going to give you $250 off any vehicle purchase. Man, promo code Z. That's pretty much, I got my own promo code. It's at Nye Volkswagen, NyeVdubOfRome.com. Also, much love to EJA Moving Company, the professional movers. When it's time to move and relocate, hit up Eddie and his crew at 315-335-0516 or EJAMoving.com. Also, we're doing a guest bartending night, guys. We're raising money for the ARC, and that's going down June 26th at the Delta Marriott in the Shade Lounge from 5 to 7. All our tips to benefit the ARC of Oneida and Lewis County. Come on down. The whole D crew is going to be on hand, and we're going to have music from DJ East One spinning on the records. There's going to be happy hour specials, and also the Delta Marriott is raffling off a complimentary overnight stay with breakfast and dinner, and all that money is going to the ARC. So come on out and get drunk with us. The Disruption Happy Hour at the Delta Marriott. Also, we're having a heavy metal night, too, at the Sickenburger Lane. 624, right? Sicken 624 is the new rebrand of what they're calling it now. And it's going to feature the incredible Pantera tribute band Vulgar Display. Also, our boys from North Carolina Outlier coming up. And our good friends from Beside the Sun. You guys should check out Beside the Sun yet? That's his... Features Crossman and Nate from Follow the Moves.
Well, you said Pantera tribute, and I'm there.
Dude, they're incredible, actually. They're absolutely incredible. It's all going down Saturday, July 20th, Sicken 624. And much love to everybody that is going to participate in this. We got bands coming from North Carolina and all over the place. It's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. Also, the D is up for the Best of the Best Awards. I can't believe this. I got to bring this up, actually.
Yeah, come on.
This is kind of funny. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It's the Best of the Best from the Observer Dispatch, the OD. And we are up against, where is this thing? How come it's not pulling up right now? Well, in our category, it's the entertainment category. And we're up against Scotty's DJ Service. Some karaoke DJ service.
Oh, wow. Yep.
The Stanley Theater, which is my employer, which I work for the Stanley.
Biting the hand that feeds you.
Right. And the Turning Stone Casino. So you got two of the biggest venues in all of upstate New York, right? And then two DJ services, and then Disruption.
And then you.
How do we fit into that?
It's a win-win for you. And that's why I'm looking at it.
And I'm going to make this plug to the audience right now. Okay. I'm going to look at camera.
Okay.
Z is really the only entertainment, you know, platform that is on this list. And if you want to go, you know, with the category and with the quality of this particular podcast, You might want to stray your vote towards the D.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah. I don't want to be biased. I work at the Stanley as a stagehand every once in a while. Thank you, Joe. But you know, I feel like you deserve the votes.
Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Joe.
Are you done, Seth?
Are you finished with that?
I don't understand how we fit into that. All right, local entertainment company. I get it. We definitely fit into like a media source of entertainment here at the D. Is Majestic DJ Karaoke Service, is that a local entertainment company? Sure.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. Scotty's DJ Service, is that a local entertainment company? Absolutely.
I think so.
Is the Stanley and Turning Stone a local entertainment company? They're a venue.
Yeah.
It's a house.
Yeah.
There's a promoter or something that provides the entertainment. Yeah, I just don't
understand.
Either
Scotty's. No, never mind.
But I can't complain because we're getting recognized. And
don't ask
super
any
cool.
questions.
It's super cool that we're getting recognized.
Thank you.
You deserve it.
Thanks,
this,
buddy.
This show is great.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
It's only
there's just
like
nobody
only
else
quality.
Doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Once you get some
you're the innovator.
In
you're the.
Am I the entertainment service?
You are it. You are the.
The go-to entertainment service. Vote for the D. Thank you, JFK.
that was pretty good.
He's the only ginger president, so I have to love him.
He's your hero.
Yeah.
But yeah, hop over to the Observer Dispatch and vote for the D under the entertainment service and vote for a bunch of our friends. I know Genesee Joe's up there for best radio personality.
Oh, awesome.
So go vote for Joe and go vote for the fitness mill and go vote for EJA Moving Services and everybody that we're associated with, as well as FX Matt Brewing Company and just everybody that we're associated with. Go out and vote. And you could stuff the ballot box as well because you could vote every day.
Oh.
Is it like per
it's
device?
Not just per, I think so, probably. Or email address.
So we can vote like 300 times a week.
If you have 300 email addresses, yes.
We were in a very similar situation.
You got to get busy.
For the Sammies, we were in a very similar situation where you could vote every day.
People's choice.
And we were up for the People's Choice of bands in the area. And we were up against like a bunch of amazing bands. And we were up against a high school marching band. CNS marching band. So they had their entire school voting every day. So we're like, I guess we're not going to win this one.
You're not. They could just sit there and stuff it.
Yeah. And it's all kids, and they're all like on their phones.
They're
all day,
online.
So they're voting.
That's all they got to do.
Every day, every device.
So what I'm saying is you should get a hold of them and have all of them vote for you guys.
Ooh. Dude, that is. I like it.
Shh.
Yeah. Great idea.
Yeah.
Off mic.
I mean. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're gonna. Z,
I love it.
Z, you're gonna
so
win
much,
anyway. But,
I have so much to teach these guys.
It's funny. It's funny. And good luck to everybody that's out there for the best of the best. And make sure you vote for the D. And good luck to the Stanley. The Stanley's my employers. It's kind of funny how they're pitting us against each other right now.
Yeah,
I love it. Yeah. I love it. But
it's like a dog fight.
It's not a dog fight. Speaking of the Stanley, we'll be at the Almond Betts show on Saturday.
Yes,
and you'll be out there too, Rick, and saying hello to everybody.
I will
and,
be. I'll be there as a spectator. Yes,
and
I will.
He'll be in the lobby signing autographs and separate. So come over and say hi to Mr. Pickle.
I'll be the guy in the beach chair with the sunglasses and the umbrella.
No paints.
Make sure you check out theoldmainmusic.com for more information on these guys. Check out their lineup and where they're playing, and they're pretty much all over Central New York. You guys, much love to you guys. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
Before the Fairchild Folk Festival happens, come in and so we can promote it.
Oh, of course.
And we'll do the Sauced episode there. Yeah, I think that'd
definitely.
Be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow, people. Later. What the heck? That didn't work. What the heck? See, nothing's working right now. Nothing's working.
I'll wait till we're gone.
You know what the hell you're listening to?
It's EC Radio.
Never you mind what I'm making. You should spend some time taking a personal inventory of what you're doing for the betterment of society.
EC Radio.
Only on the D.
The Baseline is back with all new episodes every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Disruption Network. The complete rundown of news and notes around Major League Baseball. Get caught up with fantasy rankings, predictions, league leaders, standings, and more. Join JP and SPG as they bring you original segments like 3 Up, 3 Down, The Haps on the Haps, Tip of the Cap, and The Field Report.
Don't find yourself out of the baseline.
Join The Baseline every Sunday night, all season long, only on the D.
Hey, it's Cassidy, and you're listening to Disruption Network.
So you just bought your dream home, and now it's time to move. Let's face it, nobody likes to move.
all the packing, unpacking, lifting, upstairs, downstairs, and broken everything, including your back. Let the professionals at EJA Moving Company take all the stress and pain out of your move. Competitively priced moving, relocation services, office moves, and complete packing and unpacking services. They work with everybody to make it simple and easy for you to move and relocate. Call EJA Moving Company at 315-335-0516. When it's time to relocate, have EJA Moving do all the work for you. Hit them up online, ejamoving.com.
Hey, Disruption Network. This is Mike Sacco, the general manager at Nye Volkswagen of Rome. If you don't know me by name, it's only because you have not received the best deal. There's only one reason to leave Utica, and that's to come see me in Rome and get the best deal on your next new, pre-owned, or certified VW. Mention that you heard this ad from Disruption Network and receive $250 off your next vehicle purchase. You'll know why our customers say, I love my Nye VW. Come see us at 5865 Rome Taberg Road in Rome or visit us online at NyeVWofRome.com.
Want to know what's going on at the D? Hit up DisruptionNetwork.net and check out our events calendar brought to you by The Events Co. Find out about upcoming guests, special events, concerts, show schedules, community activities, and more. Get connected at DisruptionNetwork.net.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
The Disruption Network is making moves. For upcoming events, news, interviews, and new daily programming, keep in the loop with us at DisruptionNetwork.net. Like, follow, and subscribe to all our social media. And check out all our podcasts on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Get up on the D, DisruptionNetwork.net.